Las Vegas, a dazzling city of light and opulence in the heart of the American desert. Tourists come from around the world to sample its luxurious hotels, delicious food, world-class entertainment, and most famously, its extravagant casinos. Though originally run by organized crime, the city enjoyed a period of legitimacy lasting several decades. However, the criminal element of Las Vegas has been rejuvenated. Smaller gangs still operate throughout the city, with connections to various businesses and industries. Since the deregulations of the Dracula administration in 2005, rumors now abound that some of these criminal syndicates have even once again begun to gain influence in the famous resorts of the Las Vegas Strip.
I forgot until just now that we made Dracula president.
I made Dracula president.
No, Luke, it was a vote. We, the people, made Dracula president.
You're right. You're so right.
Long live President Dracula.
Live might not be the right word.
Dracula won the primary against John Kerry, and Bush did not have a second term in this reality.
Honestly,
that sounds right.
Improvement right off the bat.
On Alta Drive, 15 minutes by car from the Strip, there is an unassuming concrete building. It mostly looks like a small office building, save for the heavy velvet-coated doors and brass sign above them. The sign currently says The Bleached Skull, with an engraved illustration of a cow skull. This is not always the case. The doors open up into a largely empty casino floor. It's strangely quiet for a casino. No sound effects are blaring from the slot machines, no clattering of dishes and cutlery around the empty buffet table. No music coming in over the PAs, and no crowd chatter, because there's only a single gambler here. A man standing at the edge of the pit and awkwardly holding a tray of chips as he nervously turns his gaze from one game table to the next. The dealers, with no customers to busy themselves with, are either absent-mindedly scrolling through their phones or else side-eyeing the one jerk with the poker chips who thought 3 p.m. on a Tuesday was a good time to wander in here. This casino, which for the moment goes by the name of the Bleached Skull, is the base of operations for the Alta Drive Jawbreakers, the gang that you all belong to. The Jawbreakers are one of the member organizations of the Dead Pharaoh, an international crime syndicate based in the world-famous Luxor Casino. Nearly every casino and resort in Vegas is secretly a part of the Dead Pharaoh, which takes the billions earned in gambling revenue each year and invests it in criminal enterprises around the world. From drug trafficking to political assassinations, all of the most lucrative criminal acts around the world are somehow connected to the Dead Pharaoh. However, the Jawbreakers are not nearly as infamous or powerful as their parent company. Their main job is to run this small, hole-in-the-wall casino, squeezing a few more pennies out of the Vegas gambling industry and keeping the market cornered for the Pharaoh. That doesn't really pay the bills, especially after the Dead Pharaoh takes its cut, so the Alta Drive Jawbreakers resort to various forms of petty crime to keep its books balanced, as well as serving as hired muscle for some of the bigger and more important parts of the Dead Pharaoh's organization. There are a few dozen gangs throughout Vegas more or less exactly like the Jawbreakers, with varying levels of prestige based on how much money they bring in for the Pharaoh. The Jawbreakers are right about at the bottom of the ladder, with no real prospects in sight for getting more clout with the organization anytime soon. Virginia, Harvey, and Chris, you're all currently sitting at the bar just off to the side of the empty pit. Jennifer, the bartender, is also here. She addresses the three of you and asks, so, you do anything cool lately?
I mean, I've been doing something cool day in, day out. You know how I am.
Yeah, I know how you are.
Set some high scores the other day.
Cool.
That barcade down the street just opened up. Every one of those machines, you know what it says on them. HDG, baby.
Okay. I should probably go clean up.
But don't you want to hear about how I jailbroke my PSP?
Why did I ask? She kind of like makes eye contact with Virginia, like, Jesus Christ, these two.
It's a good portable system. I don't know why everybody ignores it.
She sighs and just kind of looks down the counter and she's like, yep. Mm-hmm.
Chili, where are you right now?
Probably out back in the trash.
Okay.
That's our Chili.
Do you have like a little den set up back there?
Yeah. Honestly, there's probably a lot of like discarded crates and stuff that I was able to sort of, burrow behind.
We keep putting, like, more cardboard out there for her.
Yeah.
Just slowly building a cardboard forest.
The elevator by the bar opens, and your boss, Ruby Wednesday, emerges. She has an excited, angry glint in her eye. I got him! I fucking got him! She stops as she sees all of you just sitting at the bar. Hey, don't you idiots have something better to do than just sit around on my dime?
What would you suggest?
Is that a trick question?
Like,
you can't go find some way to make us some money for once?
We could go beat up a guy.
I mean, it'd be nice.
I'll, go try to hack an ATM or something, I guess.
No, fuck it. Just stay here. Whatever. I don't care.
All right.
You can't hack an ATM. All right.
Yeah, has Chris hacked an ATM before?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. I'm just trying to decide if that was him just being like, yeah, I can go do the usual, or just him pretending like he can do something.
Actually, you know what? I like that better.
You assume you could if you tried.
Yeah, look.
How hard could it be?
Richie's like, you're full of shit.
Probably figure it out. I'll do some searches on, like,
on
Google.
YouTube?
Yeah. Wiki how to hack an ATM.
Ruby says, listen, anyway, doesn't matter. Who cares? You remember how I was really pissed off last week?
I remember you were pissed off right now.
I'm pissed off most of the time. That's not really... Listen, we had that meeting over at the Luxor with everybody, and that fucking Jack Flash motherfucker... I told you this story, right?
Yes, but just in case somebody didn't remember, you should give us a quick recap, I think.
Well, sure, yeah, we had a meeting of all the gang leaders over for the Pharaoh in the basement of the Luxor, like we do, you know, a couple times a year. We all sit down. Jack tells me that he forgot his phone and asked me to go down to the parking lot and get it for him. Fucking, what am I? Not as...
Not a delivery person.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a delivery person. Jack Flash is the leader of the McLeod Plaza Jawbreakers. The other gangs in Las Vegas don't all have the name Jawbreakers, but the McLeod Plaza Jawbreakers do. And Ruby Wednesday's always been mad about it and has bickered with Jack Flash for years.
Which of us came first?
You guys.
Okay.
Of course.
But the McLeod Plaza Jawbreakers have a way better reputation with the dead Pharaoh.
Uh-huh.
They tend to be more profitable.
Really the 1-2 punch of indignities there.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of, like, you guys came first, but everyone kind of forgets that other than you guys.
But we've got a fox.
Anyway, did you do it?
Yeah, no. I went and did it all right. I was going to break his fucking windows on his stupid car, but then I saw idiot left his phone unlocked. It was still plugged into the headphone jack on his car. Phone didn't lock. So I started snooping around in there. I emailed myself all of his files.
All right. Nice okay. One, boss.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I just found out that he's been running a drug lab out of his casino and not telling the dead Pharaoh about it. He's been making a ton of money on the side, and they're not going to be happy about that.
So, are we just going to tell them?
Nah, fuck that. They all like him better than me. They're not going to listen. What I want you to do, head on over there, break in, smash everything up, maybe steal some money if you can find it. He can't tell on us or anything.
Right, because it's not on the books.
He can't let them know where the money came from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we could do this.
For the record, this is a terrible idea.
Oh, obviously.
If you get caught, the consequences will be horrible.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But two of us are idiots, and one of us is, like, super susceptible to peer pressure, so it's fine.
Negative one genius, baby!
Yeah, I have negative one power. I'll just go along, because she's the boss. What do I know? I'm probably just not thinking of something she is.
Yeah, listen, if you can find any money down there, we're not doing great. I mean, she gestures to the mostly empty floor. We're not getting a lot of foot traffic. You guys are just sitting around drinking my fucking booze instead of doing any work.
Now, boss, have I told you my idea? Because what's been really popular lately, they're importing pachinko machines. Those are doing gangbusters.
We don't want a gangbuster.
It's a figure speech.
Right.
Harvey, where the fuck am I going to find money to buy pachinko machines? I can barely keep the lights on right now. Honestly, at this point, I'm kind of glad we don't have anyone in here, because if someone were to, like, win right now, I'd be fucked. And all of a sudden you hear from the pit, holy shit, I won! Oh my gosh! and her face falls, and your attention is suddenly pulled back to the pit, where that lone gambler is hunched excitedly over a roulette table, all of his chips piled up on a single section of the table. The dealer is kind of panicking, looking over at Ruby.
I look at the boss, I'm like, we should probably go now, right?
She kind of slumps and just says, just a second, I gotta go fucking deal with this. And she suddenly kind of straightens up, an extremely artificial smile is plastered on her face as she walks over to the table. And she says, hi, you won, congratulations! This man is just ecstatic. And you can hear her say, so, sir, I'm Ruby Wednesday, the manager of the casino. You know that song, Ruby Tuesday? I'm like that, but one better. So how much did you bet here? And the man looks down and says, oh, yeah, you know, I just, I bought $5,000 worth of chips. I put them all on number 16. That's my wife's birthday.
Oh.
And wouldn't you know it, I won. And Ruby just kind of laughs and laughs as she's doing the math of what 5 times 35 is in her head.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And she goes, wow, that is incredible. Wow. You're a fucking idiot. And she grabs the guy by the head and slams him against the table, knocking him out.
Oh, jeez.
And as he falls, she kind of kicks him in the gut. What kind of fucking moron puts $5,000 on one number on a roulette table? Who comes in to a... Why are you here? What is wrong with you? Fuck. And she starts looking at the other dealers, who are not surprised at this violent outburst, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I found the reason we don't have customers.
Ruby just kind of starts looking around, barking orders. All right, you get this tail back there. There's some blood on it. Go get it cleaned. You get this guy in the back. Grab his credit cards. Figure out who he is. See if he's worth trying to ransom. You guys go, you know what to do with the sign. And she turns back to you guys. And you get down to the Crossfire Hurricane Casino and do what I told you to do.
Yep. Yeah, but, yep. We are, we're on it, boss.
Yep.
All right.
Just gonna find a save point.
I'm playing Crisis Core.
Couple minutes.
It's a portable system!
But the battery isn't so good anymore.
What is the excuse for why Chili is coming along with you when you do this?
I'm gonna see...
She's just gonna be in the car. She's fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna see all of them and assume that they're going somewhere that's gonna have food and just kind of follow along.
Yeah, why else would humans go somewhere?
Here's the thing, we need a distraction. And you know what's a distraction? A fox.
That's true. set a fox in their casino and that will...
Mm-hmm. That's gonna rile things up.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring her along.
Just for the sake of getting some detail, who is driving and whose car is it? What kind of car is it?
I'm volunteering to have a car.
Okay.
All right.
It's a shitty, like, 95 Buick Century. The paint is so old. It's so old.
All right.
I imagine it's peeling in spots.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you all pile into a car. You grab your fox. Because why not? She could use a trip in the car.
She's just vibing in the back seat. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, you head across town to the...
I have taken the PSP along with me.
Of course.
Yeah, what are you playing on the PSP, by the way?
I'm probably playing, like, Disgaea.
Okay. And you did say you jailbroke it. Are you playing, you know, some...
No, I just don't want to pay for Disgaea.
Honestly?
Ain't that the way.
Are you in the back?
Yes.
If so, I'm going to be making it very hard for you to actually play, because I'm going to be, like, trying to find where you're keeping your snacks.
Just rifling through his pockets.
Yeah, I'm just, like, doing the thing where, like, I'm raising my arms up, trying to, like...
I know this motherfucker got a Slim Jim on him.
Smell it.
Terrific. You pull up to the Crossfire Hurricane, which is a normal name for a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a hotel. It is just a casino. Out front is a gaudy, oversized reflecting pool where jets of water cause the entire thing to churn like a whirlpool. This might look cool if this was one of the bigger casinos over on the Strip, but the building behind it doesn't really live up to how glitzy the fountain is. Kind of seems like they spent a lot of money on this water installation and not enough for the rest of it.
Is
the water maintained, or are there, like, some leaves in it?
There's probably some leaves in it. Right. Yeah, it's relatively maintained, I think. Like, it, You know what? No. This fountain is immaculate.
Yeah.
To the point where it seems like they're putting too much work into it.
Okay.
Right. It's the only thing they take care of.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, the building behind it is about 3 stories tall. There are 2 entrances, one on the left labeled casino and one on the right labeled dining. There's probably also employee entrances around back. You can see security cameras looking over both doors. What do you do?
I put on some sunglasses, first of all.
Virginia, it's night.
Yeah, but they can't see me like this.
Also, it's not night. It is like 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stayed up real late last night, so... I sort of assumed.
Virginia's windows are tinted, and you just kind of forgot.
So there's 2 security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else?
Not outside, at least.
Is there like, an alleyway entrance?
There is kind of... Like I said, you could drive around back... to where there's more parking.
Yeah.
And as you do that, you can see that there is a door marked employees only. This one also has a security camera over it.
Now, we're basically employees, right?
No.
We work for the same parent organization.
I mean, you are employees.
Yeah, like, everybody's employed by somebody.
Well, we both work for the Jawbreakers, so.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what? We do. See, it's fine.
Yeah. All of us are Jawbreakers.
It's all good.
I just linked y'all to a document that just has all of the basic moves listed out, because that might become relevant soon.
Yep, I was just looking at that.
Question.
Yes.
I can still use pick locks without my Eidolon, right?
Yeah, right now you don't have your Eidolon, so anything that obviously needs your Eidolon to function, you can't use. Otherwise, yeah, you can pick locks and hack consoles.
Okay, that's what I figured. Just making sure.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna roll investigate here.
Okay, how, like, describe to me how you're investigating.
Yeah, so I'm sort of like taking a look at the area near the back entrance. Like, so there's a security camera, but I'm trying to find if there are any, like, other entrances nearby that are outside the security camera's range that, like, we're not noticing. Like, let's say unorthodox entry methods.
Let's, just to kind of really paint a picture here, like, are you trying to look out the window of the car? Are you getting out of the car? What is happening?
I think I'm getting out of the car, but I'm not
okay.
Getting close enough to, like, be within the security camera's range.
That makes sense. Okay.
Because I don't want to get picked up just yet.
So, investigate. If you played a PBTA game before, you basically know what this move does. It's in most of them. When you carefully study a person or situation you are investigating... Roll plus genius. On a 10 plus, ask 3 of the questions from the list below. On a 9 minus, ask 1. The GM must answer you as honestly as possible, but if you roll a 6 minus, they'll give you an answer that you won't like. Depending on what you're investigating, some of the questions may not apply. If there's no suitable answer to a question, I'll tell you to ask a different one. And the questions are, what's hidden here? What happened here recently? What weaknesses can I exploit? What poses the biggest threat? Who's in control, and what complications should I be wary of? And on a 7+, if you ask what weaknesses can I exploit, deal 1 damage when you make use of the answer you get. Deal +1 damage.
All right, I've got my 2 physical dice ready. Let's see here. Ooh, that's 2 ones.
All right.
Great. Plus what?
So that's a 4 total?
Fantastic. Ask a question.
Let's see here. What complications should I be wary of?
Let me think for a moment. The complication you should be wary of is that you were so focused on the security cameras by the doors that you missed the one overlooking the parking lot, which you have already driven into the view of.
Whoops. Also, I mark an experience.
Yes, mark 1 XP.
Yeah, so I sort of, like, noticed that security camera, and I point it out to the group and say, hey, I think they probably already know we're here.
Yeah, like, I'm imagining a situation, you pulled into, like, a parking space way back in the parking lot, and then, Chris, you stepped out, looked around, and then looked up and saw you were just, like, parked right under a security camera.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So, what you're saying is... We just need to play it cool and act like we should already be here, because otherwise we're fucked.
Probably.
I think so.
All right.
Is there a back door?
Yeah, the employees only door.
How's everybody feel about just walking in?
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's roll up.
Great. Yeah, who's leading the way here?
I think it's probably Virginia.
Yeah, I was thinking. Okay. I was thinking so.
Definitely not me. I have left my PSP in the car.
Damn.
Because I don't want to lose it. Know how much those things cost?
Like not 50 lot. Bucks.
Nobody wants that's, them.
That's a decent amount.
Yeah.
To be fair, you guys don't have money.
Yeah. Yeah, and I assume Chili is following along too.
Oh yeah, no, as soon as somebody opened the door, I hopped out and I was eager to explore the new area, and then if they're all going inside, I'm gonna slip in too.
Alright, yeah. Virginia, you open the door. You're looking out into a break room.
Actually, I'm going to say as soon as Virginia opens the door, I dart in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think as soon as you open the door, Chili darts in, and you just hear a scream from inside. It is a break room. There is a woman in, like, a casino uniform jumping out of a chair at a table and backing up frantically from the wild animal that just stormed in.
Listen, don't worry about it. Just toss it a hot dog or something. You're good.
Get a net or something. Get it out of here.
I'm just casing the room.
I mean, if you want to get rid of it, I mean, maybe you should get it out of here. That's, you know, it's all good.
Chili, are you investigating the room?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and give me an investigation roll.
I got a 6.
Okay, and you have 0 genius, so that is a failure, so ask me one of the investigation questions.
What's hidden here? At floor level, I'm guessing.
There actually is a hot dog, but it's rotten and smells terrible. It's been here way too long.
All right, I take, like, a tentative lick at it and then back up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Market experience.
You hate to see it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, also mark 1 XP. And this woman is continuing to just scream, and, like, she's, like, looking through, like, cabinets trying to see if she can find something to shoo Chili out with.
Ma'am, please. It's just a fox.
It's gonna get in the kitchen!
This is a break room. Do they have, like, any, I don't know, chips or something?
Yeah, there's a bowl of chips on the table that she was at.
Alright, I'm just gonna, can I just, like, take the chips off the table and just put it on the floor?
Yeah, sure you can.
So I don't think you have to roll for that.
I dive the fuck on into him.
Yeah, as I'm putting it down, I'll, like, take a couple for myself and then just, like, whistle at Chili.
What are you doing? She, like, kind of starts to... She grabs a broom and moves towards Chili,
ma'am,
with it, kind of, like,
ma'am,
aggressively shoving it at her.
As soon as she comes at me kind of aggressive, I start making that sort of clicking noise that Fox is doing there, feeling aggressive.
Get out of here! Go!
I'm just gonna nudge Virginia and be like, hey, she seems pretty distracted, right? So you can just, like...
Yeah, I've been waiting for my moment to say, I'm gonna go see if there's any other doors in here to walk through.
Yeah, we're gonna go look for a net, like you said.
Yeah, we're gonna go check out the room.
You know, some fox control stuff.
Yeah, don't worry, those chips will keep it occupied. Just, you know, just leave it alone for now.
Don't move. We'll be right back.
There are, let me find my notes. I've got so many tabs open right now. There are 3 doors. Actually, there's 4.
Okay, wow. So one of them is the one we came through?
Okay, 5.
How big is this room?
It's fairly big.
Here's the thing. When you have a casino that makes money,
yeah,
you have a lot of employees.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's the only one back here right now, but also it is Tuesday afternoon. Even for a big casino, this is not prime hours.
Right. Okay, well, I want to... I guess I'm investigating, which is not good. But I do want to figure out which door would probably lead me to... My guess, I want to find stairs. That's what I want to find.
It will almost certainly be in the basement.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you could just tell me to search for stairs, but you may not trust me anymore.
I mean, you already fucked us up once.
Also, are we just going to be like, hey, Chris, look specifically for stairs. That's probably where fox control
right
stuff is.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to, like, just pass off every role that I'm not going to be good at to somebody else.
That's
definitely
fair.
I would almost say, though, if you are just trying to, like, intuit where stairs are, you could make the case that's more of a dredge the undertow.
Okay.
Can we dredge the undertow yet?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I don't think we can yet.
Yeah, you're not... Yeah, there's nothing specifically... Anybody can dredge the undertow, because okay. That's just when you kind of... Let me read what dredge the undertow is, and then we can get into it a little more. When you meditate on the realm beyond the physical in order to ascertain a hidden or significant truth, you are dredging the undertow. Roll plus biz. On a 10+, the GM will reveal new and detailed information about your situation. On a 7-9, the information will be vague or incomplete. On a 6 or less, advance the phantom clock 1 hour in addition to any other consequences. Yeah, I would say that, yeah, generally this is more like open your mind's eye to see through the...
Open your third eye.
Veil of the world or
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, like, yeah. There's no reason that you can't do this without an Eidolon. Everybody's connected to it. So in our world...
I think trying to intuit information that is not clear, because you're not going to... figure out which of these doors leads to a stairwell by investigating.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
You're more going okay, like, yeah, so, in the collective unconscious of how architects design casinos, where would they traditionally
sure.
put stairs?
Okay, yeah.
This is a little outside of how Dredge the Undertow as written works, but to me that is a sign to maybe rewrite this move slightly.
Yeah. Okay, well then I'm going to roll 2d6 here, and then I'm going to add 2, so I got a 7.
All right, so... You're definitely right that if any kind of drug lab here is probably going to be in a basement out of the way. You also get the sense that, like, this is a... Maybe not everyone who works at this casino is a jawbreaker. Like, this lady freaking out about a fox does not exactly seem like a hardened criminal.
Sure.
Which maybe suggests that it's not going to be accessible from this employee break room.
Okay. So I want to say, to the lady who's freaking out, I want to look at her and be like, listen, we're going to help you. We're with the jawbreakers. We just need to know how to get downstairs real quick.
What do you mean downstairs? I don't know. What
are there stairs?
Okay. So no, let me explain. So sometimes buildings have more than one sort of layer to them.
I know what downstairs... God.
Virginia elbows Harvey hard.
Fuck you. Look, I guess there's probably a basement or something with, like, the power equipment. I don't know.
That's where I think the tools are, so I can help you with this fox situation. So do you have any idea...
I have no idea how you get to the basement. I've never seen
okay,
the...
Okay, well, we'll be back.
Basement.
We'll be back. Just hang tight. We're going to go just straight through to the floor. We'll find you in a minute.
She really thought just kind of shoving this broom at Chili a couple times would get it to run, and she is surprised and alarmed that Chili is standing her ground.
Yeah, no, I'm alternating between kind of snapping at her and, like, darting to the bowl for a couple
taking
of chips.
Taking a chip. Yeah. Virginia is going to go walk towards what she thinks is... So, give me a layout of this room. If I'm coming in through the door, how many doors are to my left?
Let me think. I would say there is... One door to your left, 2 doors to your right, 1 door directly in front of you.
Okay, I want to take the one farthest away from me on the right.
Okay, you open it up and it is a small locker room.
All right, that ain't it. I'm going to go for the other one on the right.
Are any of the lockers human-sized?
Now, what do you mean by human-sized?
As in, like, could you go inside a locker? I'm just saying... Maybe there's a
Do you want me to put you in there? Like, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
No.
I feel like you're insinuating something, but I don't know what.
I'm just saying maybe there's a hidden door in one of the lockers.
No.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
No.
Never mind.
The other door on the right is a storage closet.
God. Okay, fine. We're going the other way then.
You going forward or left?
Left.
I'll tell you what. I don't know why I'm being up to... The left door is labeled kitchen.
Okay, great. Let's go to the floor.
All right, yeah. The other door opens up onto the casino floor.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, it is not crowded in here, because again, like, at Tuesday afternoon, but it is definitely busier in here than it is at your casino.
Right. Virginia is going to whistle for Chili.
Yeah, you just see a bodyguard posted at the door, the front door.
Is he looking at us?
Not at the moment.
All right, well then we're all good.
Yeah, hearing the whistle, I'm going to reluctantly abandon the bowl of chips and run off toward the others.
I think this woman is going to scream and run after you because she doesn't want a fox getting into the casino.
Can I, like, close the door real fast after
Right.
She comes? She's just gonna open it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to try to stop her from pursuing you, go for it.
That would have defeated me, not her.
If you want to stop her somehow, I'm willing to listen to how you're going to do it.
I mean, it would be very funny if you just close it and she just opens it back up. I'll admit it.
What side of the door is the lock on?
It's going to be on the other side.
Okay.
It's on her side. I mean, I guess like, she's running. You could try to slam the door in her face if you time it right.
I think that's that was my idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who's gonna try that?
Well, I was the first one out, so probably not me.
Right. Who was the last one out, other than Chili?
I'd probably be holding the door open for Chili, so probably me.
Okay, that tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, would that be elegance? Since it's more like about right timing and being dexterous?
Yeah, I think we can call this a beat the odds. When you try to accomplish a task with a low probability of success, you're beating the odds, roll plus Ellie.
Yeah, this is definitely beat the odds.
Right. You're not exactly in combat with this woman.
No.
Yeah, no. All right, let's see here. It's not a great score, but... All right. Oh, damn, that's a 5 on the roll, so a 6.
Oh
total.
My god.
Great, wow.
I'm racking up that experience. Oh no.
Yeah, you are racking up the experience. You slam the door and you do successfully hit this woman in the face with the door.
Whoops.
Well, hey, that's what you're trying to do. She yelps in pain. You can hear her cursing and kind of cupping her face as she just opens the door and goes, "Why the fuck did you do that? Oh my god, I'm bleeding! Where the fuck's going on?" She's making a scene, and you can see the security guard is, now focusing his attention on you.
Is there another way off the floor?
Well, there is a door off to the left, that leads into the restaurant, and to your right is an elevator.
Oh, elevator.
Elevator.
We love that.
Elevator. Love that.
Sorry for the trouble, sir. We're just making our way over.
I'm going to press the button on the elevator.
We got to get the... I'm bleeding.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were rushing at us. Would have been more careful with the door. We got to go.
Chili, where did you go?
That's a good question. I'm probably a little overwhelmed at this point because I'm in a building I don't recognize, and there's a lot of different corridors and stuff. So I'm probably just kind of darting back and forth in this general area,
like hiding under tables and shit.
Yeah.
Can you smell the food in the restaurant?
Probably. I think I smell a lot of things right now, and I'm probably a little overwhelmed, but yeah, that probably would be where I'd drift towards.
All right, yeah, so Chili's
splitting the party. Yeah.
Yeah, Chili's headed off to the restaurant while everyone else goes to the elevator.
God.
This woman is like doubled over and holding her face. She's kind of losing track of what's even going on.
It's fine. No biggie.
You head over to the elevator. There is not a button to call it. There is a almost like a car like ignition. Like you need a key to turn for it.
Oh.
Chris, can you get us in there?
Yeah, I totally can. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so...
I'll root around in my pocket for, like, you know, like some basic lockpicking tools I like to use.
Yeah, sure. The security guard is starting to walk towards you. But
just give me one second.
But go ahead and give you a picklocks hack consoles. That's plus gen.
I'm just gonna give...
Yeah.
I'm gonna give the security guard a little wave, like, "Hey, sir, is there something we can help you with?"
Yeah, you're kind of walking over to meet him on his, like, intercept him.
Come the fuck on!
Oh, what'd you get, Dustin?
I rolled a 3 on the dice.
Dustin?
So that's another... It's a 5.
It is worth saying, one move we haven't talked about yet, you could push yourself.
You could spend overdrive, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I want to do that. I can reroll the lowest, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, I don't have that on here. Yeah, so
is that how it works?
Yeah, let me pull that onto this list because I forgot to include it on this cheat sheet.
Yeah, because I feel like this is a good time to finally spend some overdrive because Jesus Christ.
Yeah, push yourself. When you absolutely need to succeed at something and force yourself beyond your normal limits to make that happen, you're pushing yourself. Use this move after rolling on any other move. Spend one overdrive and reroll the lower of your two dice.
Okay. Need a three, at least. That's a two.
Motherfucker!
I think I need to switch out some dice here.
Your dice are really leaning into the sort of poser aspect of your character, huh?
Yeah, they seem to be.
Yeah. The phantom clock is going to now be at two, and you guys don't even have Eidolons yet. You're gonna have a phantom attack before you have an Eidolon.
At this rate, that's gonna be how cool. We get them.
Yep.
Love it.
Anyway, Harvey approaches a security guard. He's like, can I help you, sir? Is there an issue here?
Yeah, what's your friend doing over there with the elevator?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Aren't elevators for public use?
He kind of starts to, like, shove past you to go see what this guy's doing.
Sir, please. We're just trying to find our way downstairs, try and catch this fox who got in, looking for some supplies that we heard were down there.
What? Go ahead and... You're trying to dazzle him. Yeah, so let's see... Dazzle, when you try to use your charm and charisma to convince someone to do or believe something they're not inclined to, you're dazzling.
Oh, no.
Roll plus glam. On a 10 plus, you convince them. On a 7 to 9, they'll be open to persuasion, but they'll require either evidence of your claims or a promise to do something for them in return.
All right, so I'm rolling 2d6. No penalty, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I got a 6.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
I would like to assist...
Thank God.
Oh, yeah, okay. How are you helping?
So I want to walk up. I'm also just going to be adding an extra body in front of him to make it more difficult for him to move through. And like, listen, we're with the crew. You know us. It's okay. We just forgot to bring a key. We're just getting in there alternately. It's all good. All
right, yeah, so you are helping or hindering. When you give assistance to another player to ensure the success of their move, you're helping them. When you get in the way of another player and deliberately try to stop them from succeeding, you're hindering them. Roll plus tie with them. On a 7 plus, they take either plus 1 or minus 2 forward, your choice. On a 7 to 9, your actions either put you in danger or come at a cost. Do you have a tie to Harvey?
Yeah, I believe we have a tie with each other.
Oh, you do. So that means you're going to roll, you're going to get plus 2 on your roll.
So I rolled a 9.
Okay, so that bumps up to an 11, so that's... just a success.
Oh, no. It is 7 plus 2.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so that's going to put you in danger or come at a cost.
Yep.
Let me think here. Because that also only bumps...
It bumps it to a 7. Listen.
Yeah.
I know what we're doing.
We're taking what we can get here.
I know. I'm talking it through for myself. I think he's going to say, wait, you're with the... He's, like, waiting for you to finish his sentence.
Virginia adjusts her sunglasses and goes, jawbreakers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Lost your keys, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not ideal, but...
You know how it is.
Do you have the password?
Yeah, of course we have the password.
Okay, go on.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I thought the password was still just...
Do you want to try to dredge the undertow to see if you can just, like, intuit the password?
Yeah, let me try and just work this password out by asking the ether.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're just gonna close your eyes and become one with the universe and open them again with the password.
Okay, I'm gonna dredge here.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a 13.
Oh!
And so, in fact, that means that I get my move, Living Luck, if that is still active right now.
I'm going to say that's not active till your Eidolon comes out.
God damn it. Okay, that's fair.
Listen, there'll be plenty of times for Living Luck to show up.
Okay, fine.
You tell me what the password is, Molly.
Gobstopper.
Shit.
Oh, okay, well, you should have just come to me. I've got the key. Why did you...
Listen, I'm sorry, man. I just didn't want to bother you.
We were embarrassed.
You guys are all fucking weirdos. Yeah, here, get that kid out of the fucking lock.
Thank you.
Chris, you can stop fucking around. Get over here.
Okay, cool.
Chili, you're over by the restaurant door. It is closed. It's glass, though, and you can see into the restaurant. There is a an open window where the bar is. The bar kind of straddles both sides and serves... both the restaurant and the casino.
Okay, I've at this point just now noticed that, and I'm sort of doing the thing where I kind of walk over like I'm sizing it up. I'm not quite ready to go for it yet, but you can tell that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. I think a few of the gamblers have noticed you. No one is panicking, but everyone's like, we should tell someone, right?
Is that a fucking fox?
Yeah.
When we put the key in the elevator, I turn around and tell the bodyguard, I'm like, hey, I think there's a fox over there.
There's a what?
as soon as he turns and looks, that's when I take the leap at the window.
Beat the odds. Roll plus elegant.
All right. That is a 9.
How come you are getting good rolls?
Okay, you do make the jump, but the bartender panics when a small animal jumps at him directly, and the security guard definitely sees you and runs after you. The diners are a lot less chill than the gamblers, because now there's a feral, dirty animal in their restaurant.
This is not why I came here. I came here because I wanted to see sword swallowers and a man cosplaying Aaron Burr rap at a man cosplaying Alexander Hamilton before shooting him with live ammunition.
I thought that was the Pasta Emporium.
It was a different restaurant.
You know, this place ripped off the Pasta Emporium.
Does this place just rip off every other thing?
And they're also much more successful.
Ooh, that fucking Pasta Emporium. Oh, they got all the... They're rolling in the bucks. How can we... They're rolling in the dough and then making spaghetti out of it.
I hate you.
I'm gonna get in the elevator, and I wanna press the down button.
There is not one. There's a 1, 2, and 3 button. Actually, no, I'm sorry. There is a basement level button also.
I wanna go to the basement level, because I think that's where they would put the drug situation.
Okay.
Harvey just smashes basement.
Yeah, the elevator descends down. After a moment, it dings. And opens up into kind of a concrete room, devoid of people. There are some power generators in here. That's all you're seeing.
Is there a secret button for, like, basement 2?
So there's power generators.
Just power generators?
Yeah, there's a room labeled, like, water pumps.
So, okay, so this is... If there's water pumps and power generators here, if there are... doing some drug stuff, then they're gonna have to pipe both power and probably some water to actually make that operation happen.
You're not wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're also going to need to do that to make a casino work.
Well, yeah, but like I could try following the pipes to see if any of them go into stay on this basic level or like go deeper. And that could be an indication that there is another room here that we're missing.
Okay.
That sounds like an investigation to me.
It sure does. Please, God, give me a decent roll this time. Okay, that's much better. So that's an 8 on the die, so that is a 10.
Hey, you finally succeeded.
Hooray.
Ask me, you get 3 questions.
So, what's hidden here? We'll start with that one.
One at a time.
Yeah, what's hidden here? I'm trying to think of the right... Yeah, I think your intuition was right on the dot. You kind of investigate the power cabling and the pipes in the pump room, and there are some that are leading down as opposed to up.
Okay, then the next question is, what weaknesses can I exploit? Which basically means, like, is there anything here that can help us get into whatever room is hidden?
I think, in terms of exploiting the access of the lower level, you're not seeing anything. You do have access to the water being pumped down there, so that's, you know, something. And the power.
Oh, Okay, and then, I guess the last question is, what complications should I be wary of?
You are no, like, drug lab engineer, but there's definitely power and water going down, but it doesn't seem like it would be enough for the kind of machinery you would need for that kind of thing.
Hmm.
Virginia walks up to Chris and goes, you know, if we cut the power, we might have somebody come up and investigate, and we could see where we need to go.
Yeah.
We might also get somebody to come down and investigate and be like, hey, why are you fucking around with the power? I thought you needed to get Fox stuff.
Speaking of Fox stuff, what's Chili up to?
Well, I'm in the restaurant proper now, right?
Yeah.
I am probably scrambling around trying to get food. Jumping up on tables if possible.
Yeah, I think you're causing a real ruckus. Everyone is kind of panicked. The security guard bursts in and is like, oh, get the fuck out of here. And he just is kind of like, he doesn't have any like, I think he grabs a chair to kind of try to shove at you.
Yeah, I've been kind of just dodging out of the way and just moving from table to table trying to get to people's food.
Yeah, give me another beat the odds roll.
That's a six.
That is a six. Yeah, I think he...
Okay, question. Hold on.
Hi, hello, it's me, Luke. How you doing? I'm cutting into the episode for just a moment to tell you about our Patreon at patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. We have a number of different subscription tiers, and we'd really appreciate it if you considered kicking some money our way. For $1 a month, you get access to every episode of Eidolon Rock and Eidolon Pop a full week early. For $3 a month, you get a bonus monthly design session podcast where me and Molly talk through revisions we're making to the Eidolon game book based on the playtest session. For example, in just a few moments, you're about to hear us have a small disagreement on how the move Beat the Odds should work. If you want to listen to us talk through and resolve that conflict in deeper detail, then consider subscribing at the $3 level. As an additional bonus, I'm also posting my GM notes alongside episodes for $3 subscribers. And if you bump your subscription up to $5 a month, you get immediate access to the current draft of our game, Eidolon, Become Your Best Self, as well as updated versions every time we make significant revisions. In fact, the next draft is coming soon. If you subscribe at the $5 level, I'll also shout out your name on the podcast. Speaking of which, huge thanks to Rosalind Garrow, NM, August, Jeff Dorman, Lambda, Phil Nightinger, Dylan Lee, Evan, Lucentia, Virgil Purcell, Liam Conlin, Ryan Ball, Ellen, Will Helms, Stub 5678, David, and the Z Mage. As a quick aside, a lot of you seem like you're using your real names on Patreon. If I'm mispronouncing your name, please get in touch with me. The Eidolon Twitter account has open DMs. Let me know if I'm screwing up your name, and I am sorry in advance if I am. Just a few weeks after launching this show, our Patreon subscriptions have already exceeded $100 a month, and I really can't thank you enough for your support. It's hard for me to really explain just how much gratitude that makes me feel that so many of you are jumping on this train so early. Frankly, I wasn't expecting to make like $10, and it's pretty incredible to see just how fast we blew past my expectations. Now, let me completely undermine the sincerity of those last few statements by doing some shilling. Please tell your friends about us. We'd love it if the show kept growing. Right now, all the money we raised from the Patreon is going directly into the Eidolon book to fill it out with illustrations and give it proper layout work. And the more support we receive, the better we can make the final product and the faster we can get things done. If you've been enjoying the show, it'd mean so much if you could spread the word about it. Anyway, that's enough out of me. Let's hear what Dustin was about to say before I cut in.
So, what if I agree with Valentine's plan and think, yeah, we totally should cut the power, and I do it as the fox is being attacked?
I mean, that sounds like assisting to me.
That sure does, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Do you have a tie with Chili?
Yeah, sure do.
I believe they have a mutual tie.
Oh, yeah, you do have a mutual tie, so yeah, roll plus
nice.
Two.
All right. That's a 7 on the die, so a 9.
A 9, okay. So I'm trying to think of how that puts you in danger.
Do I get, like, shocked or something by, like, maybe the generator kind of sucks?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of complicated switches and levers on this thing. A lot of signs warning about high voltage. Why don't you give me a beat the odds roll to see if you can do this without hurting yourself?
Okay.
Did we decide that we were going to make beat the odds like any stat?
I don't think we did.
Because I don't think it makes sense for this to be elegant.
More like genius?
This sounds like genius.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now, though, not gonna matter.
Okay. Well.
All right.
I rolled a 1 and a 2.
Oh no!
We can talk about this later, then.
We'll put that on the table to talk about later.
Yeah.
For now, it's a failure either way.
So that's a total of 5.
I think you're going to.
If I survive, I'm definitely gonna level up this session.
Yeah. Yeah. You grab something you're not supposed to grab, which the bad news is that you electrocute yourself and take, let's say 2 damage.
Okay.
But on the bright side, you do short it out and shut off power to the entire, building.
Hell yeah.
Which means that, Chili, you are jumping from table to table, and the security guard had you, like, lined up to just crack with the chair, but, is thrown off by the light suddenly shutting off, and you are able to, he misses, and you kind of land at his feet. He is right there in front of you, though, ready for a follow-up.
Okay, can I bite him?
Yeah, it sounds like you're just getting into straight combat with this guy. Go ahead and scrap.
All right.
Get his ass.
I love that this is the first combat encounter.
Yeah, this fucking, like... All dogs go to heaven ass scene.
All right. That is 8 in the die plus 2. That's a 10.
Yeah, and to be clear, scrap is when you enter into direct close range combat with someone or something, you are scrapping. Roll plus pow. On a 7 plus, trade damage. On a 10 plus, choose 2 of the following. On a 7 to 9, choose 1. And what'd you roll?
10.
You roll 10, so you get to choose 2 of the following. You evade or withstand their attack, so take minus 1 damage. You overwhelm them with force, deal plus 1 damage. You create an opportunity for your allies, giving plus 1 forward to the first person other than you to make use of it. You impress, surprise, or intimidate your target, or you take control of the situation. So you get 2 of those.
So I think I'm going to overwhelm them with force.
Okay.
And that is going to surprise them.
Yeah, that's fair. You're just going to fucking chomp onto this guy's Achilles tendon.
Ooh.
Which causes him to, in pain, drop the chair on you, so you are going to take 1 damage.
Oh, great. Yeah.
But he's going to take 2, and he's going to fall over backwards on his ass, and he's definitely surprised. Are you going to make use of...
He might also worry that he has rabies.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, that's for him to figure out.
You have a brief window here where he's kind of stunned in pain. What are you going to do?
I mean, run, I guess.
Luke.
Yeah, what's up?
Can there be a dumbwaiter?
Yeah, I mean, Chili, where are you running?
Look, this fox has got to end up with us when this awakening event goes on somehow.
I hear you. Listen, I'm not arguing. Where are you running, Chili?
I suppose further into the building, or into the kitchen, because the door is still closed. So.
Are you just trying to get away from this guy, or do you have any kind of bigger goal in mind? Like,
oh, no. I am, at this point, it's chaos. It's
great.
This guy tried to hurt me, so I bit him, and now I'm running to get away from the danger.
I'm going to tell you, try to dredge the undertow to see if you can intuit a place you can get to that's safe.
Yeah, okay. So what's that roll?
Bizarre.
It's biz.
That is a 12 on the dice plus
Holy
1.
Holy shit.
All right.
You do see a hole in the wall that you can crawl right into. It's perfectly fox-sized.
Oh, yeah. No, that's instincts kicking in there. That's exactly where I'm going.
Yeah. Your tail flips a lever as you jump in, and the dumbwaiter descends.
Has anybody showed up because the power turned off yet?
Well, Well, the power shut off, which means the elevator's kind of a not great.
Yeah.
Also, the danger was me getting electrocuted.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Aw.
Chris, do you know how we get there?
Did you figure out where down is?
Yeah, did I?
You just know that it's like, there is a floor below you.
Okay, yeah, there's definitely a floor beneath us.
Huh.
Do we have...
Wait, no. Elevators always have a service hatch on the top. We could just go out there into the shaft and then, like, go down that way. The power's off, so it's not going to move.
Through the elevator.
Did the elevator go all the way to the bottom?
The elevator's on the floor with you. Like, it would have just stopped.
Wait. No. What? Okay. No. I got this figured out.
Okay.
We send the elevator up,
but we keep the door open somehow, and then the shaft will be clear.
Harvey, there's no power. Harvey.
Right. Oh, God, we're going to die here.
Is there like a stair exit or something? Or
there isn't. I will say, as you're realizing that you've sealed yourself in the power room, one of the machines suddenly starts to hum, and a few lights come on, and the light from the elevator comes on. It seems like this is a backup generator.
Oh, backup generator. Uh-oh. Okay, I guess we can do your idea, Harvey.
All right, what are we going to prop the door with?
Is there anything in the room we can put between the door?
Yeah, I think you'd find like a crowbar or something.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Let's do that, and then we'll send the elevator up if it works.
Yeah, just like duck in, press like second floor or whatever, duck back out before the door's closed.
Yeah, I like it. All right, yeah, I you don't need to roll anything. This all works as you plan. And yeah, the elevator goes up, and now you just have an empty shaft that does go further down.
All right, who's going in?
I think Chris should go first.
Yeah, sure. I suppose this is what I do normally. Yeah.
Listen, it's good practice for Urbex. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Harvey's like, it'll be cool, man. You just gotta do it.
Yeah, so this is about, what, like a 12-15 foot drop?
Yeah, gotta do some parkour here.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it probably goes lower than the actual, like, ground level of the next floor, so let's call it an even 20 feet.
Okay, so that sounds like a elegance roll, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a beat the odds.
Okay. See if I can parkour effectively.
I can't wait for him to fucking die.
Oh, I sure can. I just rolled a total of 9.
All right. Cool.
Hell yeah.
Better than nothing.
Trying to think. You did say that you left the PSP in the car. I was going to say your success at a cost is you dropped your PSP.
Maybe it got stolen.
It's not really directly related.
Yeah, I don't know how one follows from the other.
Maybe when, like, I'm parkouring around in order to, like...
Yeah, okay, no, yeah, here's what it is. You are parkouring your way down. One of the pipes is rusted and comes loose.
Oh, no.
And kind of bends out. You kind of save it and land safely, but now there is a jagged pipe sticking up in the middle of this elevator shaft that's going to make it harder for the other two.
Oh, my bad.
Great. Can't wait to get tetanus.
Chris.
Yeah?
Chris, is there an elevator call button down there?
Let me check. Do I have to roll an investigate for that?
Well, there's... I mean, the elevator doors down here are still closed. You'd have to kind of force them open.
I mean, we can toss down the crowbar.
Yeah, could you toss down that crowbar?
Sure.
Is this door going to stay open?
Oh, yeah, you've got this one propped open with the crowbar.
Is there another crowbar?
is there anything else we can throw down there?
Typically with those doors, as long as there's a crack, if you start pushing them, they should automatically, like, just slide open.
Just open?
All right, I'll give it a shot. Yeah, I'll try opening them up manually.
All right, yeah, I don't think this is really something you're having to roll for. You open up these doors, and you see not a drug lab. This is a well-lit, pretty large room. It's probably it probably runs the length of the building. And maybe not that big. Anyway, there is a large TV with a sofa and a coffee table and a chair directly in front of the elevator. And a little past that is a kitchenette. And a little past that is some furniture, a bed and some other kind of bedroom-like furniture. It's almost like an apartment with no walls. And there's just a man sitting in the big chair over by the TV who is... looking at you kind of, confusedly.
Hi, I walk in, and then, like, quickly glance at the, outside of the elevator's doors to see if there's a call button.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, I, quickly press it, and, I say, I try to be subtle about it, but I'm like, yeah, just coming down here to check to see if everything was okay, because we just had, like, a blackout.
Okay. Harvey mashes the call button on their floor as well.
Wait.
Why are you calling it on our floor?
Because it'll stop on our floor, then we get in, we don't select a floor, and it'll keep going. Do you not know how elevators work?
No! I don't!
I'm an escalator and stair-only lady.
Yeah, I'm
sorry, I just haven't tried to do advanced elevator moves.
The elevator comes down.
Harvey D. Godlove is all about advanced elevator moves.
Unlocking those elevator techniques.
The elevator comes down, picks y'all up. It crashes into that burst pipe.
Yeah.
And just, come to think of it, was probably bubbling water up out of it also.
Cool.
Great.
Yeah, and it just kind of crushes it some more as it comes down. Perfect. And grinds its way down.
So I'm just standing there staring at this guy, and there's a bunch of, like, just screeching metal behind me.
Yeah, this guy is just, like, staring at you with his jaw slightly agape as there's just this horrible metal grinding behind you as the elevator slowly crunches its way down.
Does the dumbwaiter also ding at this point?
I don't think it dings, but Chili, the dumbwaiter does stop moving. And yeah, you can sense that you're in darkness. The panel on it has not opened.
I'm also probably a little disoriented because this thing has been moving.
Yeah.
So I'm probably just going to stay put for a little bit.
All right. Yeah. This guy just watches as you all emerge from the elevator. And he's like, wow, you took the most ass backwards way possible to get down here, huh?
What?
No, I think it was pretty straightforward. We took the elevator.
Jesus Christ.
But, hey, Chris, who the fuck is this guy?
Good question.
Among the three of you, who has been in the gang the longest?
Almost certainly neither of us.
Yeah, definitely not me.
It is definitely Virginia.
Yeah, I think it's Virginia.
Okay, yeah. Virginia, you do recognize this guy as Jack Flash, the leader of the other Jawbreakers.
What, why do you have an apartment here?
Oh, I mean, all the Dead Pharaoh casinos have one of these, don't you guys?
Do we have one of these?
Yeah, we all look at each other like,
I look back at the other two and I'm like,
Yeah,
no, totally, man. We definitely have one.
it's not relevant anymore, so I will just say, if you had just, like, ripped the panel off of the elevator, there was a secret button underneath of it.
I fucking knew it! There's always a secret button! Yeah. You made fun of me.
Yeah, no, Harvey guessed it immediately and then didn't act on it.
Okay, well, but we made it down here.
Ruby come with you?
What? No.
Ah, bummer. Ah, well.
She's dealing with an important customer. Real high roller.
One detail I also forgot to mention. On the coffee table in front of Jack is a large polished metal briefcase.
Great. Virginia pushes her sunglasses on top of her head and she goes, okay, so you know who we are.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Great. Well, this is awkward now.
Y'all making drugs down here?
We're so bad at crimes.
Oh, God, yeah, you are. I am...
At this point is when I start to panic and just start yelping.
Yeah, Jack says, I am so looking forward to getting rid of you for... What is that?
Oh, that looks to be a fox. Hey, Chili.
Yeah, you gotta claw open the panel in front of the dumbwaiter. Why is there a... Oh, my God. Well, is that yours?
I mean, the fox is really its own person, you know? It's not really ours, per
okay.
se.
Okay, all right.
I notice the three of you and, like, run over to you and just kind of, like, settle down because at this point I'm super stressed and I'm just looking for a bit of normality.
But, yeah, she likes us.
Great, cool.
For sure.
I'm gonna kill all of you.
You know what? That is probably fair.
Yeah.
Did you bring the crowbar with you?
No.
Really could have used that.
Let's say Harvey has the crowbar.
Yeah, sure. That's fair. Yeah, you can say he has the crowbar.
That's reasonable.
I put a bunch of bullshit on my phone and told Ruby to go get it for me. I knew she'd poke around, find the bullshit, and then come do something stupid like this. And now I'm going to kill all of you for doing it, and gonna...
Now, I will say, it seems a little like entrapment.
Yeah, I'm not a...
Doesn't really seem fair to us.
I'm not a fucking cop, dipshit.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm going to be...
Because you have to tell us if you are.
It's going to be so nice to not have to deal with you idiots anymore. All the security footage of you fucking up my casino is going straight to the Dead Pharaoh. They're gonna send guys down. They're just gonna wipe out all of you idiots.
I'm just gonna smash them up the head with the crowbar. I'm not waiting anymore.
Go ahead and scrap with him. Take minus one, though, as you do.
Entirely reasonable. Scrap is pow, right?
Pow, yeah.
All right, so that is no modifier, minus one. That's a four. So not great.
Yeah, all right, yeah, he is going to, you're going to swing the crowbar at him. He's going to wave his arm, and the crowbar is going to split in half.
What the shit? Oh.
And a big cut is going to open up on your shoulder. A deep cut.
Okay.
And you're going to fall over and kind of crash into the coffee table and take four damage.
All right. Follow-up question, sir. If I have dirt on the boss, what if we give it to you and don't die? Do I get 1 XP for that too, right?
Yes, you do, yes.
I want to make a play for the briefcase.
Okay.
While Harvey is jumping, I want to try and grab the briefcase.
All right, yeah, that sounds like a beat the odds roll plus Ellie.
Great, that's a zero, so let's go. I rolled a seven.
Okay.
All right, that could be worse.
You dive kind of past Harvey as he's getting his arm cut into, and you get your hands on the briefcase, but now, like, Jack is perfectly poised to just kind of whip around and do to you whatever he just did to Harvey.
Yeah, you know, that's just kind of how it be.
Question, are there any, like, projectiles around that I could maybe throw, like a decorative snow globe or something like that?
I'll give you that there's a decorative snow globe, sure.
I'm gonna say it's a snow globe that has his own, like a diorama of his own, like, casino in there.
Yes, I like that.
Alright, so I'm gonna pick up the snow globe and I'm gonna hurl that motherfucker at him.
That is gonna be a bombard.
Sure will be.
Hey, this is gonna be relevant in a few moments. Harvey, do you have, like, the pinball with you that's gonna become your Eidolon?
Yeah, let's say I do. It's a lucky charm, you know?
Yeah, it's your lucky pinball. It's always in your pocket.
And sometimes I fuck up a machine to put it in there instead.
I think as you got hit, it fell out of your pocket and kind of rolled away.
No! I need that.
I got a total of seven.
Total of seven. All right, so bombard. When you attack someone from a distance, you are bombarding them. Roll plus Ellie. On a 10 plus, inflict damage on the enemy. On a 7 to 9, inflict damage, but choose one of the following. To make your shot, you have to move into danger. Your shot only glances the target, and you deal minus one damage. Your shot hits, but your nerves are rattled. Take minus one forward. Keep in mind, right now, your damage is one, so you will do no damage if you choose that one.
Yeah, I think my shot hits, but my nerves are rattled, because I was briefly propelled by fear of something bad happening to my friends, and now I'm realizing what I just did.
Yeah. You throw it, and he kind of turns, and his hand is kind of up, but not really guarding, and you see the snow globe shatter in the air, like, above his hand. And he's just kind of splashed with the water of it harmlessly.
Oh, come the fuck on!
As all this fighting breaks out, I've just, like, darted to, like, hide under a table or something.
Chili! Chili, you gotta fight him! Save us, Chili! We gave you all those hot dogs!
I'm staying out of the way.
Yeah, I think Virginia. No, Harvey, I guess you're kind of. It's been the longest since you've done something. What's up?
I think I'm mostly just writhing on the ground in pain, honestly.
Alright, great.
Can I pop open this briefcase?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you pop it open, and there are kind of rows and rows of syringes full of glowing orange liquid.
Oh, those are the drugs. Hey, guys, I found the drugs.
Oh, what kind are they? Does he have coke? I wanted to try that.
Jesus. No, it's orange.
What the fuck kind of drug is orange?
Tang.
Fago.
It's fucking Tang. Okay. I guess I'll grab one, like a syringe, because it's sharp.
All right, yeah, yeah. That sounds good to me. Yeah. Yeah, what do y'all do next?
Is there any way to leave?
There is that elevator that you are not super confident will go back up easily.
Right, yeah, it's not
there's probably
good.
Some kind of emergency exit staircase, but it's not obvious where it is. I guess there's also the dumbwaiter.
Right.
I don't think that's going to fit something larger than a fox.
Probably not.
Also, I'm pretty sure this man is still trying to kill us, right?
Also that. And, like, Harvey and Virginia are both, like, within a couple feet of him.
All right, so...
Yeah. V! Use the drugs!
I'm not...
No, listen. I've played a lot of arcade machines, and they all say the same thing at the start. Winners don't use drugs. And you know why they say it? It's a lie. They're trying to hoard the power. This motherfucker probably did these drugs, got superpowers from it, and now he wants to keep the drugs. You know what we gotta do? We gotta do the drugs.
As you're saying all of this, he kicks you in the head.
Fuck!
I'm gonna investigate to see if there's an exit that's not the elevator.
All right. Yeah, you do. Let's do that, and then we'll resolve what's going on with Virginia real quick. Yeah, roll investigation.
All right. So that's all right. So that the roll was 11 minus 1 forward plus 2 genius. So that's 12.
12. All right. Nice. So ask me 3 questions.
Okay. What's hidden here?
One of the cabinets in the kitchen area. Doesn't have like a doorknob or anything, but it sure is sized like a door.
Interesting. What weaknesses can I exploit specifically of the man trying to kill us?
Yeah. Let me think. You notice that whatever weird shit he's doing, it seems to be exclusively related to his right hand.
Okay. I feel like what poses the biggest threat is the most obvious. Is probably.
Yeah, it's a pretty, well, who knows?
What happened here recently?
You see, where would, I'm trying to think of, like, a sensible way to give you this information.
Or is that a bad question to ask?
It's not a bad question to ask. Like, there's an answer I can give you. I just want to couch it in a way that, like, it makes sense that you would deduce this from looking around.
Okay.
You can see an empty syringe sitting on the countertop.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like, I found a way out. He definitely used those drugs. Attack is left.
Yeah. Anyway, Virginia, as after kicking Harvey in the head, he is turning around and, like, swinging his arm down towards you. What do you do?
Drugs.
I want to try and duck under it and then stab Harvey with the syringe.
All right. That's a beat the odds then.
Stab Harvey with the syringe.
I'm not doing it.
I'm dying. You're going to give drugs to a dying man?
That's what they do to save people.
You know, I got you. You got me there.
I only rolled a 5.
Motherfucker.
Okay.
But I am trying to do this for my life, so I'm going to reroll the 2.
All right, yeah.
And it came up as a 4 this time, so that's 7 now instead.
Okay, yeah. Jack grazes your face with something sharp that you can't see, and you're going to take 1 damage from that. You'll take 2 damage from that because it's supernatural and you don't have a way to defend against it.
Uh-huh.
But you do manage to kind of slide down and jam a syringe into Harvey's neck.
Here you go, buddy.
How's it feel?
Harvey, you're not going to heal HP or anything, but you don't feel the pain in your bleeding arm suddenly.
Oh, this shit rules.
You feel pretty great.
Ah, hey, these drugs are awesome, guys.
The pinball that rolled out of your pocket on the ground is, like, vibrating slightly.
I'm just going to, like, hold out my hand towards it.
Okay.
Does anything happen?
Yeah, it shoots into your hand.
I think Harvey just sort of stares at it like, holy shit. Guys, those are super drugs. I'm always right. Harvey D. Godlove is always right about everything.
Jack just is like, fuck, and like turns to like swing. Yeah, also, you can now see that Jack has a crackling halo-ass energy sword coming out of his right hand. And he turns to swing it at you.
I think I'm going to, like, try and bounce the pinball into the blade, throw his aim off. So yeah, I'll go with defend.
Okay. I like that. So that means that your pinball is busy, or you're busy using it, but as long as you stay under its protection, you take -1 damage. So yeah, you kind of flick the pinball towards him. It ricochets hard off the sword and then back into your hand. He still hits you, but he just grazes you. You take 1 damage.
All right.
So you're down to 2 HP, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm down to 2 HP. All right, y'all. Here's the plan. I need both of you to do drugs as fast as possible.
You can't keep saying it like that.
What do you mean?
It just sounds bad.
We're criminals. Am I the only one here who's done illegal drugs in game?
No.
I took some pot once.
Hell yeah, that's cool. You're cool, Chris. And you know what cool people do? More drugs. Get over here.
Yeah, I am cool.
Chris, what are you doing?
I'm gonna take some drugs.
Go ahead and beat the odds to get past Jack towards the suitcase.
I was gonna say, because, like, you're not close to it.
No.
He does know to stay on his left, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, he has a weird sword. I don't know how far the sword goes, but, like, try and juke him. Don't get sworded.
Alright. Instead of dealing +1 damage, because could I have it as +1 forward on beat the odds?
That's what I was about to say, yeah.
Okay. Alright. Okay, that's... So the roll is 6, plus the forward is 7, plus my elegance, that's 8.
Okay, so I think you are going to his left, and he's going to kind of... He's gonna, like, kind of kick off against Harvey just to shove him away.
Motherfucker! Quit doing that!
Yeah, so you kind of have to, like, dive onto the table, and he's going to swing towards you. You get to the suitcase, but he gets you as you dive across it. How much damage should I give you from the electrocution?
You gave me 2, I have 5 left.
Take 4 damage.
Oh, God.
Woo, yeah. I'm nearly dead.
But you do get to the briefcase.
My main man, Harvey, making me make very poor decisions.
To be fair, of the poor decisions made today.
Yeah, you get your gut cut open. Not open, but, you know. It's a big slash across your stomach. Chili, what are you up to?
Freaking the fuck out, I think.
Uh-huh.
Chili! Hey, can foxes take drugs?
Technically.
Chili, that orange juice over there, it tastes great. Gotta get you some.
What the fuck is orange?
I'm just pointing frantically at the briefcase.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to be a compelling argument to a wild animal.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hot dog. Come on.
Let me ask you this. Does Chili feel any, like, Chili likes, you know, Chris and Harvey. Does she feel any compulsion to, like, fight this creature that's attacking them?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, and you know what? You got your, instinctive desire for food fulfilled. I forgot. So you do have +1 forward?
1 overdrive. It's +1 forward when you're making a move to get that desire.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you have an extra overdrive. Right. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, no, I think, all the chaos, like, it's finally kind of crystallized. Mm-hmm. And, like, she realizes that, you know, the people that she kind of depends on for food are in trouble. I'm gonna jump Jack.
You're gonna jump Jack Flash?
Yes, I'm going to jump Jack Flash.
I swear to God.
We got it in. Had to happen eventually.
Alright, yeah, that's gonna be a scrap then.
Alright. That is an 11.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Damn. Alright, yeah. So choose 2 from the list.
Oh, boy.
The animal's our most competent member.
I mean, mostly I've been playing to my strengths, which is strength. So I guess overwhelmed with force.
Okay, so you're gonna deal 2 damage to him
and create an opportunity for my allies.
All right, yeah. What opportunity is that? Are you just, like, distracting him so that?
Yeah. Like, I think that's probably gonna take his focus for a sec, so somebody else can either get past him or get the jump on him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You can't see his spirit blade.
Yeah, I don't think I can even comprehend what's happening there.
Yeah, his Eidolon, by the way, is named Killing Time. And yeah, yes. As you, like, dive at him, you are grazed by the blade, and you're going to take 2 damage. But you're going to, jump on his face, and he's distracted by that, all right? As a feral creature gnaws on his face. Chris and Virginia, you're by the suitcase. What do you do?
I'm doing the drugs.
Yeah, I think Virginia's going to grab one and jab her thigh.
Great. You instantaneously feel a rush of strength. And Virginia, your shadow starts to take on a kaleidoscope of colors. Chris, like an electrical ball forms in front of you and strings of liquid metal rise out of it into the form of a woman. And you can also both see Jack's energy sword now. Molly, do we want to roll real quick to see what you're starting with?
Yeah, I just have to pick because I rolled a 12 on... Also, Lady Luck shows up. I'm not letting you take this one away from me.
Hell yeah.
This is the thematically appropriate place for her to show up, so...
Yeah.
So let me deal in real quick. If Chris wants to do anything...
Yeah. Let's see. I can see his sword now.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. I probably don't want to scrap, because then I will die. Yeah, so I'm gonna quickly, like, get out of range.
Okay.
Would that be, like, a...
I think he is sufficiently distracted that you can just kind of back the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, roll off the table and just, like, crawl away real quick.
Yeah, and Molly, what are you dealing into?
I'm going to deal into the Vanguard.
Okay. Fuck yes!
And what's your power?
I'm going to make the Eidolon is going to form into a sword.
Okay.
And it's all, like, it looks like painted glass.
Nice. What's your Eidolon power?
It obliterates enemies by slicing them in two.
Great.
Yeah, and I'm going to take Daredevil.
Okay.
Because I think I have to do that.
Harvey, what are you doing? Last we saw you, you got, like, kicked away.
So he probably can't hit me from there, right?
Yeah, you're far enough away that he can't really...
Cool. I'm gonna hold up my pinball, and I do plan to bombard.
Alright.
Because I don't really need it to defend right now.
Right,
probably.
Yeah, you're just gonna huck
It's possible I'll die.
Yeah, you're just gonna huck this thing at him.
Hang on, I gotta think of something cool and thematic to say first.
Okay.
Hey, Jack!
What?!
Fix is in, baby. Alright, and now I'm going to roll.
What is that even?
Let's see. That's plus Ellie, right?
Yes.
Alright. That is a 9.
Alright. Which means, yeah, you either make your shot, but you have to move into danger, your shot only glances the target and you deal -1 damage, or your shot hits.
No.
But your nerves are
rattled. She gets +1 forward because of Lexi's assisting the ally, right?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. So it just hits.
Yeah. So what's your damage? 2, right?
2, yep.
Okay. So that is going to be... He has taken 3 points of damage. Yeah, and he just gets hit in, like, the gut with a pinball. And he's going to double over in a way that kind of makes Chili fall off of his face.
You know what? I'm being a dummy. It should be Virtuoso that I am not... Vanguard.
Okay,
given
cool.
That I made a real physical sword.
Gotcha. That can't. Then you're so good with
so,
it.
Same thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Same power.
Great.
Just, you know.
Yeah. And that means you have 2 damage.
Yes.
All right.
2 damage, 1 armor.
Yeah. Chili, what are you doing?
I'm probably trying to evade his attacks back against me at this point.
Yeah, that's fair. I think he's kind of winded, so...
Question. When I rolled off the table, is it possible that I could have knocked the fourth syringe off onto the floor and it might have broken a bit and leaked out?
I can... We... Sure.
Because I'm just trying to think of the mechanics of a fox trying to inject itself.
Yeah, I don't think any of us is going to inject the fox.
Really? Because I could not imagine a world in which Harvey doesn't inject this fucking fox as soon as he has a free moment.
No, you know, Harvey would.
I mean, it's your character, but...
No, you know, that's a fair point. Harvey would absolutely inject the fox.
Yeah, this is...
We gotta learn if these drugs work on animals.
Right, you're testing yourself first, then you test on animals. That's how you do it.
I want to scrap.
All right. Go for it.
And then I'm going to also precision strike.
Okay.
Which says I can spend 1 overdrive before using my Eidolon to scrap or bombard. If I do, then on a 10+, divide your target's armor in half, rounded down when dealing damage.
Okay, so that's 3 overdrive total you have to spend then?
Yep, so I have 1 left.
All right, and then, yeah, scrap.
Roll. So I get a +2 for that, which is going to put me up to 11.
All right, yeah. So you're going to kind of get into a sword fight with him. He's going to kind of turn after getting winded. You're pushing the advantage on him hard. He's clearly... You can see in his eyes he was not ready for all of you to also get cool powers and is probably deeply regretting that he was... Just had that briefcase just sitting there. Really should have put that up.
Yeah. So, first of all, where's Lady Luck? What's going on? What's poppin'?
There is a very gorgeous woman in, like, a sequined evening gown, like, draped over the counter in the kitchen looking at all of this.
Okay.
She's just kind of hanging out. She's
just hanging out?
Yeah.
Okay, I do have... So, I roll a 12 on this scrap, for the record.
Okay.
So, their armor gets halved, rounded down.
Right, okay.
And then I'm going to overwhelm them with force, and then I will create an opportunity for my allies.
All right, yeah, you break through his defenses and slash him, and he falls back. He is down to 1 HP. He's on the ground. He's like, maybe we can talk about this.
Fuck you, you tried to kill us.
Yeah, but, you know... That was a while ago.
No, it was right now. It was right now. I can't help but notice.
I don't know why you're so fixated on the past.
I'm gonna point the sword like right at his throat. So, we're gonna take all this stuff. Where do you keep the money here?
I can't tell you that.
Damn, I guess you should just kill him.
Yeah, Virginia pushes him up against the wall. And, like, pushes the blade a bit closer.
This sounds like you're threatening him.
It does sound like I'm threatening
him. When you have someone at a disadvantage and try to coerce them with violence, you're threatening them. Clearly state what you want them to do and what you'll do to them if they don't comply, then roll plus pow. On a 10+, a GM-controlled character yields to your demands. A player character may either yield or suffer the established consequences. On a 7-9 against a GM character, the GM chooses one. They attempt to remove you as a threat, but not before suffering the established consequences. They do what you say, but will bear a grudge against you from now on. They attempt to deceive you into believing that they've done what you say. On a 7-9 against a player character, they may either yield or suffer the established consequences, but they get +1 forward when acting against you. So yeah, you are... I think you've pretty cleanly laid out what you want from him and what you'll do if he doesn't comply.
Yep, if he doesn't comply. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, give me a power roll.
Okay, so I guess this is just a +0, so... That's a 4.
Yeah, alright. You have him up against the wall. He goes, I'm gonna fucking get killed if I give you the money anyway. It doesn't matter.
Then I guess you should just save him the time, huh?
Yeah, I guess I'm just gonna kill him.
Alright, that's up to you.
Because that's like, I have to, right? Is that what this move implies? Is I have to
do
it?
Yeah, you do have to, yeah. Because if you weren't going to, you'd be dazzling him.
Right.
Also, from a, like... metafictional perspective, like if you threaten to kill a guy in this world and then you don't, that's gonna have an impact on your reputation.
Right.
It's bad for me.
Alright, yeah. You kill him.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut him.
Yay, we did a murder.
Okay.
The woman who is lounging on the countertop, because you rolled a 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She gets up and just kinda yawns. She's like, this is getting boring.
Can you tell me where the money is? Also, who are you?
Did the rest of us see this lady?
Yeah, you do. I gotta remind myself how Living Luck works. We talked about it a while ago, but... yeah, on a 4-, they'll be antagonistic and give you a curse, take -1 forward. Oh, you did have +1 forward. Oh, that only got you to a 5, though, right?
I mean, no, I used it because that would have been on the scrap. That's where that went.
Oh, gotcha. For some reason, this one being bored with you, like... It feels bad... in a deep way that you don't understand, and you are going to take
minus... It's because she's a lesbian.
Damn.
And yeah, you are going to take -1 forward from that.
Okay.
She goes, well, I don't really care where the money is, and I don't really care to tell you who I am, so... And she just kind of trails off.
Great, thanks. We spotted that big cabinet earlier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did spot the way out. Also, I'm bleeding profusely from my stomach.
Yeah, we are both bleeding.
Well, I can't help you with that. That sounds like a you problem.
Well, we could probably get back to Alta Drive, get patched up a bit.
Yeah.
And then put some drugs on a fox.
Oh, shit! Has the fox not taken drugs? And Harvey starts crawling over to the briefcase.
Harvey, are you going to... inject a fox?
Fuck yeah, I am. Come on.
I have walked up to Jack's body and I'm kind of like nosing it, making sure that it's no longer a threat.
Yeah, I mean, it smells like fresh meat to you.
Eat him.
I'm gonna go in on him.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah.
Anyway, Harvey is absolutely going to take one of these syringes, stagger over to Chili while she's distracted and just stab her in the back.
I yelp and, like, back up furiously, like, probably crashing into some stuff.
And elegant fox furry emerges out of Chili.
Was not expecting that.
Chili, you feel like you're like we're like zooming into your eye as like cosmos are forming in it as like your mind just expands.
It's the Jimmy Neutron brain blast stock animation.
100%. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably doing a bunch of, like, the head tilts, like, my ears are flicking around like crazy as I'm trying to process all this.
Yeah.
So you all are seeing a bunch of, like, weird spirit things suddenly show up, right? I'm not going insane, am I?
Yes, Chris.
No, I'm pretty sure this is just hallucinogenic, or maybe it's because of the superpowers. You know, I'm taking it as it comes.
I mean, if we were hallucinating, we'd be seeing different things, right? It's not like...
Well, you know, there's mass hallucinations. That's a thing.
Okay. Gonna be honest, not super down on exactly how drugs work, so...
I think we should leave, guys.
Oh, right. Yeah. We probably shouldn't stay here.
I don't think we should stay here.
Chili, you completely understand everything everyone's saying for the first time.
Oh, God, is that a normal fox noise? You okay, Chili? Should I not have given you the drugs?
What did you do to me?
Only Chris understands that, because he's the only one you have a tie with right now.
That fox just talked and asked you why you did that.
Okay, now you're hallucinating. All right, we got to get you out of here.
Yeah, no, the fox definitely did not talk.
Yeah, I probably am. This is really weird. I'm freaking out, guys. I don't want to be here. Are there some bandages? So there's some bandages, right? He's got to have bandages over here somewhere.
Yeah, I think you can kind of, like, tear through everything. You find some first aid supplies.
Yeah, okay. So they're not going to die.
Yeah.
I think while they're doing that, I've gone over to the dumbwaiter, and I'm, like, trying to figure out if I can make it go back up.
Be like, hey, nope, you're coming home with us. Stop it. We're not letting our fox go.
I turn around and I'm like, how are we getting out of here?
Through the thing in the big cabinet. There's stairs, right?
I mean, you can't understand that, but...
Yeah, I could. And I'll just, like, absentmindedly say, oh, there's, like, a secret door over there.
Harvey's just going to stuff his pockets with anything that looks kind of valuable.
Yeah, sure.
You get, like, a really fancy lighter off the table.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hell yeah. Engraved.
Gonna start wrapping my chest with gauze.
Did we find anything looking like a vault in here?
No.
Okay. I want to close up the briefcase and bring that with me. Okay, is there anything else in here?
No, you've got everything.
Let's leave.
Can we check his pockets for money?
Oh, you know I'm taking his wallet.
he's got a couple 20s. He's got a credit card or two.
I'm taking his phone too, just because of the whole poetic thing about it. It rhymes.
Sure.
There's probably more drugs in the briefcase, right? Do we use all of it?
Oh no, there's way more.
Okay, let's go.
All right, yeah. You head out. The secret stairway opens up into a shed on the opposite side of the parking lot from the casino.
Uh-huh.
You do see there are some police cars at the in the parking lot now.
We should leave.
Yeah, we never deleted that security footage.
Oh.
We should leave very quickly.
Yeah, we should go. let's just not interfere with any of this.
You hop in your car and head back to Alta Drive. Chris, are you playing the PSP on the way home?
Yeah.
He's fucking bleeding out, and he's like, bro, I was so close to finishing this level.
Like, because I need to relax, you know? I've had a bad day, I just want to...
Chili, how are you doing?
I'm very overwhelmed. I think I'm probably, like, asking a billion questions as we're driving. Like, just all these things I'm noticing for the first time.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably answering those questions because, like, you know, what else am I gonna do?
I look at Harvey. I'm like, you think Chris is okay, or he?
Well, I mean, he got really hurt. I also did. I think.
Yeah, but you're not talking to the fox.
Yeah, I'm not talking to the fox. That's true.
Okay.
Listen, here. Maybe he's psychic now. We know this thing gives you powers.
Okay, sure.
Maybe they have some kind of magical psychic bond. Or maybe he's hallucinating. I don't know how this thing works.
Guess I don't either.
I haven't come down from it yet. I'm still feeling great.
Okay, well... let's pull into the bleach skull.
Hey, how the hell was he making this stuff, though?
I don't know.
Is there a secret drug?
Yes, clearly.
You get to, back to the Ulta Drive Casino. The sign out front no longer says, the bleach skull. Instead it says, the whole hog with a cartoon pig on it. And, as you get out of the car and, head towards the door, a woman on the sidewalk stops. She goes, excuse me.
Oh, no.
Do you know where there's a casino called the Bleach Skull? Ugh, around here?
Why are you asking?
Well, my husband went there earlier today, and I haven't heard from him in a while.
Well, see, right now you're on Alter Drive South. You want Alter Drive North.
Oh, jeez, you're kidding me.
No, it's on the other side, yeah.
Yeah, way across town.
Oh my gosh, yep. I just hope he's okay.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I'm sure he's fine.
Well, good luck with that.
All right, thank you. Yeah, she walks away as you all head in with the briefcase.
We're not good people, are we?
No.
It's crime.
No.
Of course we're great people, Chris. Come on.
You all head inside. Now that seems like as good a place as any to call this first session. Eidolon Rock is produced by Audio Entropy. You can find us at audioentropy.com as well as patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. And you can follow the show on Twitter at EidolonPlaytest. You can follow Molly at YourFriendMolly, Dustin at StiltsTheGM, Maxi at MaxiSatan, Lexi at TabletopGamera, and me, Luke, at SSJ Speed Racer. The music used in this episode was Cursed as Love by Takeru, Small Victory by Steve Combs, Gorgon by Jesse Spillane, Fairy Tale by Androsic, Stolen Life by Robert Abraham, 5 Station 5 by Pipe Choir, and 23 Wacko by Unheard Music Concepts. You can find links to all these songs in the show notes. A special thanks to Max Knightley for our theme song, Ego Death. Eidolon Rock will be back in 2 weeks, with its next episode releasing on Patreon on May 4th and on the free feed on May 11th. See you then!